Good evening and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. And you can probably already tell I'm in kind of a strange mood. This world is crazy and it's making me crazy. Thank goodness I know Jesus, otherwise I would be crazy. Without further ado, let's get into this world's prophecy news headlines, which are dated from April 24th through last night, the 30th, the end of April of this year, 2024. Man, it's already May. It's flying, man. All right, society in the United States, the National Guard, state police, and nation being called up to protect Jewish students and citizens. Insiders say Soros is paying riot leaders right now, and that doesn't surprise me in the least. Let's talk about this stuff going on at these colleges. And anyway, Congressman confronts Columbia University president with Genesis 12:3. I love this. Quote, do you want to be cursed? Question mark. End quote. That's perfect. Death to America. Flyers now circulating on many U.S. college campuses. We know that. And that's sad. Mob rule. Hundreds of anti-Israel agitators turn hostile as chaos sweeps college campuses across this nation. This is this is day after day. That's the 25th. You know, on the 26th, George Washington University protester carries sign with Nazi final solution call for the extermination of Jews. Calls for the second Holocaust at Columbia University. Man, that's sick. That's just crazy. One more on this particular stuff. This is on the 27th. Protesters take over the nation. they really are. Swarms of White House they swarmed the White House correspondence dinner. 40-plus universities, now is 60-plus. Iran cheers on anti-Semitic U.S. campus demonstrations. And again, it's leaked that Soros is funding this crap. Boy, I'll tell you, it's amazing times. What worries me, or actually makes me really sad, is how deluded these young people are in these colleges. They want to exterminate a race of people. But I guess the Bible said that's how it would be in these last days, that the world would come against Israel. And boy, is that happening. Another sign of the Bible coming totally true. All right, FBI director, again warns of terror attacks on U.S. soil. It's increasingly concerned about this, he says. It's also said only a matter of time before a cyber attack takes down our entire power grid, which will put us back into a third world situation. U.S. major banks begin debanking Christians. Why? They were asked why. And their basic answer was, well, they're dangerous teachers. Sick. More delusion. Acceleration of evil is taking over America right now. We can see that happening. It's incredible, man. Just incredible. All right. Continuing, Biden administration diverts border wall funds to the green agenda. So, anyway, I could go on about that for months, but I won't. Biden administration accuses Israel of human rights violations in stunning condemnation. And the economy. This is kind of important, guys. The first bank collapse of 2024 signals more failures to come. Experts are saying just at the beginning. Mounting evidence is pointing to a nightmare scenario for the U.S. economy. This is not prophecy, but a prediction. It's a difference because I'm a watchman, not a prophet. But I'd be surprised if the American economic system survives through September of this year. I think it's going to have some crushing shoe drops in this between now and then. I think it's just scary what's going on with our economy. $35 trillion in debt. And they're just not slowing down. They just keep spending the money. We're even funding worldwide training on LGBTQ at the tone of millions of dollars, if you can imagine. States revolting against Biden administration's Title IX revisions designed to protect the LGBTQ. States are suing, as a matter of fact, Florida, Texas, and a few others say it's illegal. You know, this Democrat-laced federal court runs states must pay for trans care. So there's more. I mean, it goes on for hours. It's just sick. This administration is really, really delusional. Really sad. But I could teach on that too, and I won't right now. Society in the World, just a couple stories here I want to mention this week. New label for the UN, anti-Semitic, extremist, and dangerous institution. Amen. It's on American soil, and we pay a lot of money for that. Another stupidity. Humanity is just one convincing deep fake away from global catastrophe. Now, they mean this deep fake because just a few years back, there was a deep fake that one of the Russian generals said U.S. missiles are heading toward their land right now, and they loaded up before they realized it was fake. And thank goodness, because they could have retaliated to nothing. Anyway, deep fakes are a real thing nowadays, and that, you know, military people worry about it a lot. So, all right, just more things to trouble society today. Wars and rumors. Ukraine using long-range missiles provided by the U.S. We actually snuck them into them. We didn't tell anybody. Era of peace in Europe is over, warns Kyiv. German army to ready U.S. troops on NATO's Eastern Front. Isn't that interesting? Europe could die. Macron urges stronger defenses and economic reforms. Well, in fact, he wants to put French missiles spread across the continent, like something like 300 of them or so far. I don't know. Putin has lost 450,000 soldiers, 3,000 tanks, and 500 aircraft in Ukraine war so far. That's a 500,000 soldiers, almost. That's just tragic, man. War sucks. Okay. I experienced it on the edges. Okay. Pestilences. All right. Earthquakes this week. Just kind of what they are today. So far, nothing extreme. 3.6 plus. There was a 6.9 off the west coast of Japan. That was a big one this week. Excuse me. They were all 5. There were 5 plus. There was 22, which is pretty low. So that's kind of hit and miss, isn't it, right now? But that won't be. Europe's historic weather shift in one day. It went from 86 degrees to 34 degrees in just a matter of a couple of hours. That's 52 degrees, guys. That's never happened. Forecast group predicts busiest hurricane season on record. That was on the 25th. The 27th, they hit. Catastrophic destruction in the wake of massive tornadoes in Nebraska and Iowa. These were more predicted from Texas to Missouri, and of course it did happen. This is in the middle of last week. In fact, on the 28th, a trail of destruction is 83 twisters across 5 states. 4 killed in Oklahoma, no more counting. I tell you, now, today I saw, there's been 100 plus over these regions, and the heartland of America is getting slammed right now, so it's too bad. All right, let's go to the plandemic. Lawsuit seeks to ban the jab in Florida. Declares injections are biological and technological weapons. There was another story on this, too. Arizona Republicans officially declared the COVID vaccinations as biological weapons, so that's spreading throughout the states. Bird flu concerns growing as it spreads further in U.S. cows and chickens in 32 herds in 8 states so far. That's a lot. And also, they think now they're finding it in milk. I don't know. It's crazy. Exciting. Scientists are extremely close to creating one vaccination for all strains of the same viruses. Boy, that's great. Now we can get a vaccine for headaches and, I guess, whatever else we need. Take care of us. Bird flu could jump to humans any day. Former Surgeon General says it feels like 2020 all over again. We'll see. Lots of talk about this bird flu right now. Okay, rising number of European athletes are suing Pfizer over vaccination injuries. And finally, Canadian Medical Council says, quote, we're afraid COVID vaccination deaths are going to be bigger than the Holocaust. Wow. AstraZeneca cops to rare, deadly blood clot side effects of COVID vaccination as lawsuits are mounting against them. So, boy, I'll tell you, this COVID vaccination thing is backfiring like crazy on these companies. And it needs to. They released it before they did hardly any testing just because they wanted to make billions more dollars that they really don't need. Just greed. All right, I could go on about that too as well. I could go on pretty much anything, huh? Spiritual persecution. Florida Governor DeSantis says Satanist cannot be a part of school chaplain programs. Quote, we're not playing those games in Florida. Good for him. End quote. Why students of God's word aren't really surprised by Russia, Iran, and Turkey's mutual hatred of Israel. It's because they know the Ezekiel 38 and 39 prophecy of war, specifically these nations as the coalition come against Israel in these last days. Sadly, the stat says that way less than 1% of the population knows anything about this. That's just really sad. Seven reasons we should study Bible prophecy. Here's seven specific reasons. Prophecy points to Jesus. It does. Number two, Jesus demands we watch. We see that in Mark 13:36. Number three, prophecy proves the Bible is God's word. Boy, does it ever. It was the thing that turned me totally around. Number four, prophecy is a powerful evangelistic tool. It is. It's worked for me in many cases. Prophecy encourages holy living. Prophecy gives specific blessings. It does. Prophecy reveals the season of the Lord's return, which is exactly what we're in right now. Boy, does it reveal it. Think about it. Finally, Russell Brand announces baptism after months of long spiritual journey. Says many now returning to Christianity as the world is crumbling all around us. And actually, there's one more here. China. Chaos erupts at Michigan County meeting after minister of Satanic Temple. Now get this. His name is Louis Cipher. That's Lucifer in a stupid, hidden way. Delivers Satanic invocation. Crazy, I'll tell you. Man, Michigan has become the Muslim state in America now, by the way. Let's go to God's time clock, the Israel in the Middle East. On the 24th, Hamas armed wings call for escalation across all fronts, so they're not ready to give up yet. Now murdering aid workers, stealing Gazan food. Mass evacuations begin in Rafah because Israel says no matter what. Netanyahu said no matter what, even if we get a hostage deal, we're not going to bypass Rafah. Israel blasts the UN for excluding Hamas from sexual violence blacklist. Can you even imagine that? They just... anything that's going to hurt Israel, the UN does. They hate Israel. They're totally anti-Semitic. It drives me crazy. Israel intensifies strikes on Rafah ahead of threatened invasion. This is the 25th. Prepares forces as conflict with Hezbollah heats up in the north. They have to. That one looks like it's going to explode any day. Bibi says, that's Netanyahu, of course, anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading U.S. universities. He said it's reminiscent of the 1930s Germany. Man, I've read the history. He's right. The 26th, Third Temple news. Red heifers, proper age fast approaching, and the Levites are tuning up for the temple ceremony. Sacrifice predicted before the end of this year. Boy, that's one of the major, major steps that has to take place for the rebuilding of the Third Temple. Happening, guys. More Biden regime anti-Israel actions just greenlighted ICC, that's the International Criminal Court, arrest warrants targeting Israel officials. It targets Netanyahu, their prime minister. Wow. They're signaling America's death warrants, what they are doing. Nations that go against Israel will die. Wow. UK forces may be deployed to Gaza to help deliver food. That's the England, of course. How long will it take for Jewish people outside of Israel to realize they're in grave danger? The whole world's coming against them right now, just as prophesied. This could be the final movement in the Great Aliyah, which means they're all going back home, prophesied. Hopes rise for Gaza peace deal. This is yesterday. But Netanyahu still vows to invade Rafah with or without this deal. He's not backing down. All right. World government, just a few things here, because it's almost quiet. It's starting to heat up with this big meeting coming at the end of the month, end of May here. But I'll talk about this. Guterres, which is the head of the UN, calls for the UN to have the power to declare a crisis and dictate the response worldwide. He wants total control of everything. Gee, what does that sound like? Oh, yeah. Global warming, BioWare, and plandemic treaty leaders congregate to raise funds. Now, this they're doing it starting yesterday, from April 30th through May 10th. Now, this is actually the prelude to the May 27th through June 1st meeting, which is taking place at the end again of this month, which really is about the plandemic treaty. And now they're calling it agreement because treaty is too strong. They're getting some opposition, but they want to take over the world's calls on all health issues. In other words, if they believe the bird flu is that, they'll call it a plandemic, and of course force people to get injections, lockdowns, the whole thing. And it won't be up to the nations anymore, it'll be up to the UN. This is what they have on the table. The first of two huge meetings this year, the next one being, of course, in September, and that is the one that I'll talk about in coming days. All right. Anyway, it's huge. Global warming, BioWare, and plandemic treaty leaders, I already said, they're congregating right now, planning this end of the month meeting. New World Economic Forum, 98% of central banks agree to eliminate cash and implement the CBDCs. I think this is 98% of the world banks, and I'm telling you what, guys, cash is not going to be around that much longer. And the trouble with CBDCs and all this stuff, they can track it. It's total control. It's just another step in that direction. This is the plandemic treaty. This is the one I was just talking about. We are just 1 month away from the beginnings of this turnkey totalitarian state. Americans stand just weeks away from handing over massive amounts of taxpayer funding, protective equipment intended for U.S. citizens, and an incalculable amount of influence over U.S. policy to the WHO critics warn. Wow, that's just nuts. I'll talk more about that toward the end of the month because that's what's coming. All right, and you know the scary thing? To this day, right now, the Biden administration totally supports this thing, which is crazy. That's giving away our national sovereignty on healthcare calls. Okay, let's go to pure delusion, as if we haven't already. The Biden blocks oil drilling in Alaska to save polar bears and caribou. But we now are buying oil from foreign countries like Venezuela, which is total radical, and Saudi Arabia, of course, which are already billionaires. We can't afford this. I mean, but we do it anyway. Now, Illinois Library hosting pronoun seminar for children considering cross-dressing and sex change surgeries. Children. U.S. military to now imprison troops who do not use proper pronouns. You know, in our meeting last night at the gathering there in Newburgh at the Calvary Chapel, we talked about that a little bit. It's pretty hard for people my age to do this because you turn to, hey, man, how you doing? Hey, what are you doing, dude? Yes, ma'am. Those statements today could put me in jail, man. I mean, it's crazy. But that's, anyway, it's nuts. It's crazy. This next one is, to me, is blasphemy. Biden makes the sign of the cross while promoting abortion. That's representing the cross of Jesus Christ concerning killing of children, of babies. That's pure blasphemy, man. Indoctrination: drag queen leads young children in Free Palestine chant during story hour. Isn't that fun? Get my kids to that. Well, yeah, my kids are too old. White House considers declaring climate change, climate emergency, in order to crack down on fossil fuels. Here we go. Okay, new fad, jeans that make you look like you wet yourself. That's a strange fad, but it's coming. Now, one thing, this is crazy. Chocolate is now a threat due to viruses. Researchers are calling for the vaccination of cocoa trees, basically cacao trees. So if you want to vaccinate trees, God almighty, it's the world. All right, I want to read. Woke preacher claims drag is holy, that Jesus is God in drag. You talk about delusion? There's a classic example. All right. Left-wing study says LGBT couples at greater risk of global warming impact. I looked for the answers as to why, but couldn't find it. They just decided to say it. Okay, this is just nuts. Okay, here I want to finish up with this. Okay, virtual or artificial intelligent priests can forgive you of your sins now online. So you just go on there. You don't have to go to God. Just go to this artificial intelligent priest. But there's another one that's even more weird. Artificial intelligence priest defrocked after saying babies could be baptized in Gatorade. I'm serious. This is the world we're living in. Anyway, I gotta finish up here somehow, but I don't know if I can. Yes, I can. Hey, I love you guys, and we had a great meeting last night. You guys, think about it. If you live in the area, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at the Calvary Chapel Church in Newburgh on Main Street, and we meet and we talk about these same kinds of things, and it's an open conversation. A lot of people have questions and actually statements, and it's interesting. So, and we're also studying the book of Revelation, so as soon coming, we'll be doing Daniel next. But anyway, I love you guys, and you just remember, when you're down to nothing in this crazy world, God's up to something. He'll never give up on you, so don't give up on him. And, you know, we got a fantastic, fantastic future ahead of us. A little rough getting there, but we're going to get there. God bless you all. Until next time, this is Rick.